Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie. And I'm Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, Christine.
Does this sound like a 12-step program?
Yes.
Hi, Julie.
Hi.
Glad you're here.
Yes. My name is Julie. I'm a recovering fill
whatever.
In the blank. Fill in the blank.
Fill in the A.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever addiction feels good. Or even just, never mind.
And you were just telling me there was that country and western song that whatever I like tends to kill me or something
yes.
like that.
No, it's not a country western song. It's by One Republic, which is a pretty big pop band.
Uh-huh.
Rock. It's like, something about like, why do all things, so the line is something about like, all things that make me happy or want to kill me or eventually going to
yeah,
kill me or whatever.
Right.
And I just want to comment really quick because people might go, oh, Christine sounds like she has a little bit of a cold or she's slurring her words. No, for whatever reason, I'm ratting you out, mother. You've chosen to use this valuable time as we're speaking together
yes.
to put your Crest white strips on.
Plug. Okay, Crest, if you want to be our sponsor, fine.
We'll take it. Because you, in your wisdom, goes, no one can tell I'm wearing my Crest white strips.
Which is so funny because I have the picture that I, you know, we're doing this webinar called the 7 A's.
Yeah.
And how to get what you want without breaking a sweat.
Right.
So I put on my like, what do you call it? Wristbands.
Yeah.
Wristbands and my
like, kind of campy looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I'm here for a fight.
I'm here for a fight. And I got my
sweatbands.
Fist up.
Yeah.
And I said, gee, my teeth look just a little off in this one. And I realized I had my Crest white strips
yes.
on.
Exactly.
And I didn't think about taking him off.
No, you didn't.
So, you
didn't.
Know, if people out there are wondering if you can forget you have him on, you
yeah,
can.
You can.
You can.
Exactly.
So yeah, you ratted me out. And so if I sound like I'm lisping or...
You kind of do, but not big time.
Yeah.
But I just want to
I think it's darling.
I do, too. I think it's darling. And it's so funny because... People would think that you'd have them on all the time. Like, oh, well, she had them on. She's taking pictures. And
yeah.
No, you don't have them all the time. You just choose to wear them once in a while.
Just once in a while.
It just happens to be the time when we're doing stuff, which is kind of funny.
What did I call it yesterday? Because I needed to buy some more because I'd been without them for a while. And I go, I just need tune-ups.
Yeah, tune-ups.
Tune-ups.
Yeah, tune-ups.
I guess I am kind of slurring him. I'm not taking it off. I don't care.
No, because then you'll waste one.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, these
are
things
you kidding?
Are like $1.50, $2 a piece.
Yeah, more than that. I mean,
know.
I was listening to the Weekend Express on the one channel next to CNN. It's HLN. That's what it is.
Right.
And they are saying that the like in certain states, like for example in Wisconsin, the thing that is mostly stolen, the item mostly stolen is white strips.
Well, that's interesting.
They have to have them behind cases and everything
yeah,
else.
In cases, like because plastic can't break. You can't just steal them from the store and break the plastic.
Yeah.
But here's what I think is hysterical. So I bought them in one store for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I came out and you goes, oh, these aren't the right kind, you know.
Why weren't they? I can't
because
remember.
Because these were a quicker one, so they gave you less strips. And the way you use them is for tune-ups.
Right.
So you like
right.
to have more strips.
Right.
Doesn't matter if they're less potent.
Correct.
Correct. And so I go, well, I'll take them back at our local Walgreens. And at the one I went to be the first time, they had them in plastic cases.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And then when I went to our Walgreens, I guess people don't care about white teeth. Or they're not
they're not stealing them.
Yeah, they're not stealing them. And then they're, you know, because they're just right there.
Right.
I'm like, all right, I'll take that. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's interesting to note, though, that people really want to steal these. There's a black market for white teeth. A black market for whiter teeth.
That's right. My feeling, that could be like a, isn't that like a clothing brand? It's like
yeah.
black market, white house, something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe black market, white teeth. I want that clothing brand. I want some of those clothes. And here's the thing. You may or may not be listening to us tonight because it's the Oscars.
I know.
And some of our girlfriends are probably going, maybe I can listen to the girlfriends in the background while critiquing
yes.
the star's fashion.
Right. Well, and it is funny because I honestly like to see the fashion. I like to see the pre-show.
Yes.
I mean, the show, you know, kind of yawning, you know.
Right.
I like to see everybody. But mostly I really do like to see what people are wearing. And and how they're wearing their hair and stuff like that. I know it's kind of boring. But
no. Well, and you know, I like a DVR it because I can go through this stuff faster, quicker.
Skip the commercials.
Yes. Well, and skip the stuff in between, you know.
Right.
But I agree. I do like that part. But it's so funny.
Chrisley and his daughter are hosting the after show.
Oh, really?
Does that make sense to you?
No, it doesn't. And who's going to go? I mean,
what happened?
Well,
I don't understand that.
We have become a... Life has changed, and it's all about reality shows.
Yeah.
But it's faux reality, or reality-ish. Yeah. I don't know.
Is it scripted reality?
I think it's setup reality. I'll go as far as setup.
Yeah, we're a reality show. We're reality.
Yeah.
We're not scripted.
No.
And we've
tried.
Years ago, when people didn't even know what a podcast was,
yes.
We were doing podcasts.
Yeah, now everybody's got
now
a podcast.
Everybody has a podcast.
And today you said to me,
what did I say to you today?
Everybody can have a podcast. Maybe we should stop doing our podcast.
I know. It just felt like so boring. Like,
yeah,
everybody
has a podcast.
I was listening to Adam Carolla, and he had a caller. This guy was Dave, the, you know, an electronics dude. I don't know. And he goes, I wanted to thank Adam, one of Adam's sidekicks, for coming on and letting me interview him on my podcast. And like Adam goes, oh, no, another damn person that has a podcast.
It was a number one episode. That's what he said.
It was his first episode.
Well, no, he goes,
or was
I think it was my second one with my mom.
Well, you know, and Adam goes like, yeah, how big of an audience? He was your mom, your dad, the coat rack.
Yeah.
You know? It's like...
Well, and that's one nice thing about technology is that everyone can get their foot wet and get in. And then eventually the work begins.
Well, it's true. Like, I mean, I don't even know how many years ago we started doing one.
Yeah.
But it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I can remember not even really understanding what a podcast was.
Right.
And yet still doing it.
Right.
And still wanting to be.
Do it.
I can remember when we actually had a coach. She was Kathy and Judy, who were actually, they were a big celebrities on WGN, which is one of our bigger local radio stations. And that was her producer.
Yes.
And I mean, they really liked us. And I would go, okay, so, but what are we doing this far? Like,
yeah, what is the point of this?
What, you just talk or whatever?
Yeah.
She goes, yeah, you just talk.
Yeah.
And I remember she was like, you just need a better title. And because we were doing Christine, Marie, and Julie.
Yeah.
I think that's what we were doing.
Yeah.
Because it was Kathy and Judy.
Yeah.
So we were doing Christine, Marie, and Julie. And so I remember we were going to meet with her, and I had, you and I together just kind of brainstormed.
Right.
And we were just throwing things out.
Right.
Like the daily something, this, da, da, da. And we were just going, and she was listening to them. I think I probably had about 50 or 60 titles.
Right.
And I was going, da, 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 this, that, that, that. And I just threw out Life of the Girlfriend. She goes, yes.
That's the one.
That's it.
And we like it.
And we like it, yeah.
Yeah, and we're staying with it.
And we got the URL for that.
Yeah.
And,
exactly, that URL.
Yeah, so, and here we are.
Exactly.
One podcast among a billion?
I don't know.
Everybody's got one.
People are adding them all the time.
Yeah.
And people stop doing them after a while. I think, you know, it does become, it's a habit. We're going to talk about habits later on today in the show. The 7 tips for creating lasting habits. And really, we know that our lives are nothing but habits. I was talking to Doug.
Oh, so true. Even I had a friend of mine tell me that she has discovered that this world, that in 2012, it the 3D world left, and now what we're experiencing is just the habit of the 3D world.
Awesome!
So we're now in the fourth, and we're in the fifth dimension right now. So we're bridging it.
Yeah,
but that the 3D world left. And all we're experiencing right now is the habit pattern.
The habit pattern.
Of the 3D world, of this universe.
Now, that quote is such a, like, mind blow.
Pow. Mic drop.
Mic drop.
And I'm tired of that, too, right?
Right. Well, yeah.
I was doing mic drop before anybody did mic drop.
Right. And now you were saying you were doing the pickle drop. That's what you were calling
it. I did do a pickle drop.
I don't know.
But, you know, I mean,
Yeah, come on, really.
And now there's like commercials of people doing mic drops.
And they're just dropping, you know. On cooking shows, they drop the pepper shaker, you know, the salt dispenser.
I'm just tired of it.
Taking your ideas.
Taking it and then running with it.
Yeah.
How dare they?
And not giving you a penny for every time they use it. Come on. What's royalties about anyway?
Yeah. What is this? I would like to know.
I would,
it's
too.
It's a pattern. It's a habit pattern.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know what we're talking about, but talk about habits. And, I was with Doug yesterday, and he was, this is not going to sound attractive at all. We were going to a birthday party for my little niece, and he was coming with me, and he goes, oh, it takes so much time for maintenance now. And he's like spraying down his athlete's foot. He goes, I don't have athlete's foot. I'm just as preventative. I'm like, okay. And he's putting on antifungal on his toenails.
Oh, Jesus, in front of you?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Well, not like literally make me watch Julie in front of me. More like I'm sitting down.
I know, I just got a little bit of vomit in my mouth.
Yeah, and he goes, you know, I go, what?
And it's not the Crescent White ribs.
And I go, it is so true, though. I mean, at a certain stage, you realize, like that saying you used to say to me, you know, until the age of 35, you have the skin you're born with. And after that, you have the skin you deserve. And it's all about maintenance. I was reading this
one. It is about maintenance, damn it.
I was on Pinterest, and they were talking about, like, the top 15 things you start doing once you hit 40 or something like that.
What are some of them?
Well, one was you need to start using, like, an A-retinol product for your face.
Oops.
Yeah, and always use sunscreen.
Oops.
But you realize the diligence. And there are people in the world that, like,
see, sometimes
don't
I feel like I'm just lucky I got my face washed that day.
Or you're wearing your Crest White Strips while you're doing your podcast, you know, or on BBS Radio. Come on, you know. And so it is kind of weird. We haven't really introduced ourselves formally, by the way. It's 20 minutes into our, you know, 12 minutes into our show. Yeah. But
who cares?
Okay.
No, I'll say it. I'm Christine Marie, and I'm your mom.
Yes.
And I'm also your boss. No, yeah. Really. Mostly you're my boss.
No, you're my boss that I like don't follow through, and I'm like, I'm telling you I'm doing something. I'm actually taking a break at the water cooler. No, but, habits are very interesting, you know, and,
can I say something real quick?
Sure.
I'm sorry. I did something I think this is kind of cute.
What'd you do?
Norm and I were like kind of fighting yesterday, and he was grumbling about his job and everything. And he was, you know, about being a business owner. I said, I got really, you know, pissy, and I said, "You're not a business owner." I said, "You're an employee employed by a terrible business owner." I kind of thought that was good.
But who is the business owner? Him?
Yeah,
he employed himself.
Yeah.
So instead of your higher self hiring you, his terrible business self hired him.
I said, "You're just an employee. A failure of a business owner."
Ooh, you guys were having a horrible fight.
No, I was just really, it was me just busting his balls.
Yeah, yeah.
I was in a bad space.
You were in a bad space.
It really took about a couple of hours to get out of it.
I don't think that's true. I think it was more like, I think this morning you woke up, I still have not recovered from yesterday.
Well, you know, yesterday was yesterday, but Friday was a horrible day.
Yes.
It started
Friday was
off,
a horrible day.
I mean, you just have one of those days where energetically it's like, oh my God, if this is, I went to the bank and the bank teller, which we didn't know.
Right. New bank teller.
For 22 years.
Yeah.
And she goes, I don't know you.
Here's my license.
Here's my driver's license. And I'd given her my expired one.
Yes.
I don't know. You got this expired. And she's just being really all sorts of attitude.
Right.
And so you decide to pull away and to look for the thing to give anybody else behind us. But during that time, though, I can't find my license. I have no idea why. It's always in the same place. And
yes.
So now I'm starting to get fuming, you know.
Right.
I'm starting to think, been to this bank 22 years. You know, now they're just giving me a hard time for a few $100.
Right.
This is just craziness.
Right.
You know. And then something else happened after we found the driver's
well,
license.
Well, it's funny, too, because the reason why you had your expired one, they just give you one. a new one because you have a perfect driving record.
Yes.
And so, you know,
there's a reason for that.
That is a why your license is so perfect. Yes, it's pristine. But what kind of starts happening is that after a certain while, your picture looks 20 years younger than you.
I know. That's right. So it's now like they think that you're me.
Yeah. No, they don't, because your picture is glorious looking. Well, so like it's funny. So I gave him the exact same license, basically.
Yeah, it was the same
but
license.
Not expired.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, and yeah. You busted my balls. Because you said you were way too nice to that person.
You were so friendly to her.
And I you know why I am. And
I do know why. But see, to me, it's a red flag.
Oh, see, you thought it was a red flag. I'm just like, I'm about ready to go off on her.
Yeah, because a normal person.
Right.
A normal person.
But she was.
Would be like, hey, you know what? Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
But somebody that's trying to scam the bank. Oh, let's be so friendly. And, you know, that's how I see it.
No, I was like, I'm always like that incident that goes back and plays in my head where the woman just said, I'm not going to ever wait on you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, because you threw your wallet at it. And,
yeah, I threw my thing. My license fell on the couch kind of aggressively, and I laughed. I started laughing because it was funny looking to me because I probably did look aggressive, and she just got so pissed. And so I'm just like, I just refuse to buy into anybody's negative
attitude.
Bullshit anymore. And right. I'll just go, I remember Wayne Dyer goes, you know, when people go creepy on me, I go higher. Like when they go low, I go
Michelle
high.
Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
When they go low,
I go
high.
But maybe Wayne Dyer didn't say creepy. He might have said something to the effect that, you know, when people, you know, I have a great way of changing people's attitude toward me.
Oh, really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so I try to use that effect. But now that I have you in my background going, oh, but if you're overly nice, and I wasn't overly nice, I was like, can you just find me a teller that has been here more than a day?
Yeah, really.
You know, I know you're new, you're following.
And she goes, I'm not new, I just am from a different branch.
All right, well, whatever. And I'm like. Yeah.
And then you roll the window down, you know, you go, there's
my mom.
There's my mom. I'm like, yeah, so, like, whatever.
And I didn't realize that she was giving her the finger. And at the time, I'm like, oh, shoot. She's giving her the finger.
I see. I have to counterbalance your niceness.
Well, no, because you're always cashing, writing checks out that you want me to cash for you. And it's like.
You're talking metaphorically.
Metaphorically,
now.
Yes. And so it's always just like, oh, you know, but it works out for us. And at the same time, I guess I was driving way too fast and you got dizzy.
You did. You made a really fast circle.
And you're
turn.
Like, pull over, I'm dizzy. And then I was like, oh, they're like, I guess I should go home. You wanted to go home.
Yeah, that day was just. There was like 10 different things that.
Well,
day,
and then well, it also
Can
started
you
off
remember?
Because Normano's truck was broke down again.
Norm broke down again.
So literally,
it's like the fifth time in 2 weeks.
Yeah, it was. It's been quite an uphill battle, and which also meant that on Saturday morning we picked it up and it was still broken.
Yeah,
and then
he got out of the yard and it broke down like.
Literally
50
20
yards.
Feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, 20. Yeah, 50 yards from the thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
and. So that was wonderful.
Yeah, that's a cycle from hell, right?
Yeah, and I think that started off. There's nothing worse than having something out of your control and feeling like you're trapped.
There's something else, though. I can't remember. Oh, well, it's a no biggie. But I'm just like, that was like a series of, what, Lemony Snicket's, a series of unfortunate events. It just kept spiraling down. I go, you know, this is one of those days that, oh, and our car got hit.
Oh, yeah.
A new car, but your car. Got somebody was parked and somebody just hit the door.
Hit it with
yeah.
a bumper, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it was crazy. I mean, so it just seemed like a lot. We're in a cycle that a lot of weird, bad things are happening.
Yeah.
And
but I know something good that happened.
Tell me.
One bad apple don't spoil the whole bunch, girl.
You downloaded the McDonald's app.
Yay! I did. We're going to start having a new chapter of Life with Girlfriends called the app section. Where we're going to try a new app. And people are going to go, McDonald's? How dare you go to fast food? Well,
but
you like their coffee.
I do. And I sometimes buy two cups a day.
Yes.
One in the morning and one in the afternoon.
The only thing
and
I think
so with the app, every sixth coffee is free.
Yeah.
And so
buy five coffees, get the sixth one free.
Yeah. So that's like, are you kidding? That's
awesome. An awesome thing. Yeah.
You know, so I'm feeling all like rich and showing him my phone, and I thought this was like, I am so cool.
Yeah.
I stick my arm out the window and show him my phone, and she just takes this little scanner.
Yeah.
And scans it like yeah. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
But I'm like, see this people? All these people in line, look at me.
I got my...
I got an app. I'm getting an app scan.
Every sixth one I get for free.
I'm going to get free coffee.
The only thing they should do differently at McDonald's is they should have a place to recycle their cups. Because, you know, I like to recycle, but we do recycle. You use their cups.
I use their cups.
You know, we keep them...
Until they start unhinging themselves.
Yes, basically.
I'll have one in my nightstand and like...
And then you go, oh
dang, it came through finally.
Well, and I think it's... I mean, people are talking about using technology for the good, not just for evil.
Yes.
And so I think it's time that we step up and start using apps for good.
Oh, Julie. That's apps for good.
Apps for good.
Well, then I'm going to discover next week the other app of the week. This one was just McDonald's app.
Yes. And it's a very simple app. I think somebody gave it like 1.5 stars.
Oh, really?
And I go, well, I can see that because there's nothing much to it. It gives you like specials of the day or the week. But the only reason we even have it is because you like their coffee.
Yeah.
And to get... one, a free one every six one. It was
are
just,
you kidding me? It's like every third day.
Yeah, exactly. It would be awesome.
Yeah.
And so I think I have to put the same app or same account in every phone, maybe. I don't know how
you
it
should.
Works.
You should, because it's in your phone.
Right.
And so that was like...
You got to borrow my phone.
I had to borrow your phone. I bought two cups last night.
Exactly.
Didn't have my app. So
exactly.
You have to show me how to download the app.
I will.
And the next one, I'm not gonna tell people, but stay tuned next week because I think I'm going to download a certain app that you guys are going to be really impressed with. But speaking of that... I did Shopko, which is a store, like a Target. It's our local store. And they had a coupon, buy $30, get $10 off.
That's pretty amazing.
And it was just for yesterday. I thought that was great.
Yeah.
So I didn't have anything to get from them. But what I did do is I got all the stuff that we normally get.
Mm-hmm.
Laundry detergent, dishwashing detergent, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Toilet paper. I mean, so it was kind of cool. To pay, you know, and we just got $30 exactly.
Right.
And, you know, we spent $20 and change. Now that's, I felt good about that.
Felt good about it, right?
So you put that together with a dollar for free coffee. I'm sitting here, I'm making money. I'm just sitting in my bed making money.
It's like
money.
Those Kohl's commercials. You save more than you spend. Well, how is that possible? I'm still spending though, but how is that possible? And I will take that and feel good about it.
That's right.
I will take it and you feel
take
good.
It and feel good about it.
Yes, for sure. So you ready for a little, let's do our like movie section?
Bet. Yeah. Let's all go to the movies. Let's all go to the movies. Let's all go to the movies and see how many Sherpa hats there are.
Well, here we are at our movie time section where we give Sherpa hats and Sherpa reviews. Unfortunately, we really dropped the ball. We could have been watching all of these.
I'm disappointed in a way.
I am too. I feel like betrayed.
Because tonight
I betrayed myself.
The Oscars.
Yes.
And I know that Arrival is out.
Yes.
Moonlight is out.
Yes.
What's the Mel Gibson movie? Hacksaw Ridge.
I think that's out or close. And then
and
the
then
other
from
one.
Hell to.
High Water. Hell or High Water. That's out. There's a lot of movies that are out.
Did I say Moonlight already?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And we didn't see any of them.
Not
well, one. I saw Arrival in the theater. I thought it was good.
Yeah.
And.
But because we've been into Netflix and we've been into binge watching for the last 3 or 4 weeks. We've dropped the ball.
We have
on actual movies,
and also too, it's Oscar nominated movies are not usually your go to for a movie.
Not me.
No, it's
they're
really
usually
not.
Too long.
Yeah,
they don't fit my criteria of comedy.
No,
under 90 minutes.
No,
has to have Kevin Hart in it.
Yeah. typically not the
and the Rock
Oscar-winning movies. Typically,
yeah. Our Plan B: Will Ferrell,
yeah.
And Kevin Hart,
and Kevin Hart, or Marky Mark and Kevin,
Kevin Hart.
If it doesn't have those people in it, then you're just like, I'm not there for that.
But can I tell you something? No, you know, Rolling Stone came out with the top 50 comedians of all time. Number 20, Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Does that even compute?
Well, I've never seen a stand-up act.
Oh, you haven't?
Have you?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Okay, how is it?
It's not number 20.
Right. I think people are shocked at that.
Yeah.
Like, 20?
I was... Did Aziz Ansara make
it? He's like 49.
Okay. And I was shocked with him because I think he's a funny little dude. Yeah. I didn't know him until I saw him on SNL.
Yeah.
I did watch his... We YouTubed a stand-up.
Yeah.
And he didn't have the persona at all.
That his Saturday Night Live character.
And I didn't like him that much.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Well, his Saturday Night Live performance and persona was just this overly top sweet...
So darling.
Darling guy. Yeah. Just darling,
just
you know?
Just darling.
And I
like funny darling guys.
Yeah. And he's a little more bluer.
Yeah.
You know?
And a little meaner.
A little meaner, yeah. But he can pull it off because he's got a voice like this.
Yeah.
He can go high.
Because I don't even understand marriage. I just don't get it. You know, you're dating a girl, you like her, and then you go up to her and go, you know, I want to be with you till you die. Now that should scare people,
right? That should scare people, exactly.
No. They faint. They go, oh, that's so wonderful.
Exactly.
So he's, you know, he's not afraid to tell it like it is.
No, not at all. Not at all. And so...
So what movie have you seen, darling?
None. This has been like a crazy week for me. Working on our business, working on my master's, and just been one of those weeks. And
I'll tell you what I saw.
Yes.
Not a movie, but it was on HBO, I think.
Okay.
Or was it on Showtime?
HBO.
HBO. Mm-hmm. It was called Crashing.
And I happened to see that.
Yes. And I Norm did not like it. He fell asleep. That's how much he didn't like it. But I loved it. It's only half an hour.
Yeah.
And it's called Crashing. And Pete Holmes is a comedian. And I had just heard him on Joe Rogan for 3 hours.
Right.
And I love these guys. They're old buds. And, well, maybe they're not that old buds, but they're buds.
Yeah, they're comedians, so they both
on the circuit. Yeah. And so, yeah. And I don't know. I think because of my upbringing and the dysfunctional family stuff that I was brought up in, you either flip out, become creepy, or you see, you know, the cosmic comedy of things, you know.
Right.
And so I appreciate a good comedian, you know,
right.
And usually they're past. So, but I loved this 3-hour interview and that Joe Rogan had with Pete Holmes. And then I saw Pete Holmes, it's his show with Judd Apatow, who's no slouch of a director, producer, writer. And it was darling.
Yeah.
It was, I loved it. And I loved the, and it basically was based on his life. Pete, he wants to be a youth pastor. He goes to a Christian college. He meets his bride. They date all through college and they get married right out of college. And, he wants to be a youth pastor, but then he just sort of starts liking comedy. And he starts trying out going to, you know, clubs and free clubs. And he makes one statement where his wife, she's a teacher, and she supports him. He goes, yeah, you're supposed to support me. You support me because I'm going to be like a medical doctor.
Yeah.
And she goes, but you're not going to be. It costs us $40 in gas and two drinks to have you get in there and stand up on stage for 5 minutes. And I don't know. It's such a darling energy.
Yeah.
And what's so cool is like Artie Lang's in this episode. And I have fallen in love with him. He is so amazing in this episode. He just lays it all out there. He gives 110%.
Yeah.
He's raw.
Yeah.
He's just raw in this. And I don't know. And again, Norm fell asleep during it. And I appreciated every moment, every nuance, you know, what it's like to start being a comedian,
right.
Standing up on stage. And
right.
he comes home one night and his wife's in bed with another guy, and it's another teacher.
Yeah,
you know, and the teacher goes, "You'll get past this. You got to move on."
He's very zen.
Yes,
he's very sting like.
Yeah.
Well,
that's right.
What it was interesting is that we heard him talk on Joe Rogan, and his show is mirroring his life.
Yes,
the mirror word, and. And so it was funny to know that, and so you felt it deeper at a deep level.
I did.
And there's a lot of heart to the show and a lot of comedy. And it's funny because it comes after the show Girls, which I saw the first two or three episodes mm-hmm. when it first came out mm-hmm. 3 or 4 years ago, whenever it was. Mm-hmm. And then I just stopped watching it.
I can't get into
it. Well, there's no heart to it.
Right.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
And
then you go like, because everybody loves this show, right?
Yeah.
And you go like, where am I so different at?
Yeah, because I don't like anybody.
Like anybody, yeah.
They're all horrible people, yeah. Just horrible people. And I shouldn't say horrible. It's more like I don't see any quality,
yeah.
Redeeming or not redeeming.
Right.
It's just like, I may not want to run into you because I think you'd steal from me just because.
Yeah.
Not because you were downtrodden or because you need to get by your Coke or whatever.
Right, right.
You're addicted just because. And it's very odd. And I've tried to watch this show mm-hmm. off and on, and I just still...
Wouldn't you like to know like what people appreciate about it?
Yeah. I don't know. And then...
goes, oh, Lena Dunham. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just... And I appreciate her,
sure,
I guess.
Sure.
I've heard her interview on shows.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, she's smart and, you know, and... It's just for whatever reason, this show just bugs me.
Yeah.
And it could be because it focuses on like 20 something or like later 20 somethings are starting to get in the late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And quote unquote, some successful, some unsuccessful women.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't know who these people are.
Mm-hmm. They're not relevant to you.
They're not relevant to me. And I know people who are that age, mm-hmm. and they seem to have a little bit more depth than these people.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they're financially successful or not financially successful, it just all seems crazy.
Yeah.
And I just don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't understand
it. So how can I have more rapport with a guy, you know, trying to do stand-up
right.
than, you know, this woman
right.
in late 20s?
Yeah.
I don't know, but...
You
it
do.
Just appeals to me more.
It does. And
so tonight's episode number 2. So
right.
you guys could still catch up if you
yeah.
could go see number 1 and then
number
go
2.
Follow right mm-hmm. number 2.
I hope his number 2 is good. Otherwise I'll be very disappointed.
The whole idea is that he leaves his wife and and so he the show is called Crashing. And so every week, every episode, he crashes on another comedian's couch.
Oh, I did not make that connection yet. I didn't
oh,
make
did not?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's awesome. So go ahead and check it out. I give it 3.5 Sherpa hats.
Yeah, I give it 3.5 too, possibly 4.
I want to see Get Out, the movie, but no one wants to see it with me. We'll see.
And you were surprised me. You said because it's a. It looks like a horror movie.
Yes.
And now I find out it's a horror / comedy.
Jordan Peele directed it.
Oh,
wrote
see,
it.
I wanted to tell how you told me.
Oh!
You said,
oh, yeah.
Mom, you got to guess who directed and wrote this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, okay, give me a hint. You said, well, he is not.
He's doing it on his own.
He's doing it on his own.
Part of a TV duo.
So then I knew that he was part of a team.
Yeah.
And then I was even more, what did I say was it?
I don't know. I finally gave you the clue as... Kitten, please. Which is my favorite movie tagline.
I know.
And, huh?
I know, because it was Keanu, Kitten, please.
Yeah, Keanu, Clinton. And you're like, oh, no. I go, yep.
Jordan and then Keo. I understood the horror / comedy.
Comedy.
The comedy part.
Yes. So you ready for a little Elliot's Corner?
Sure am.
I once had a dog, or should I say, he once had me. Welcome to Elliot's Corner. So here we are at Elliot's Corner, where we talk about what we learn from animals and the animal stories of the day.
And Elliot, our little Wheaton Terrier, our little 2-year-old.
Crazy Wheaton Terrier.
He's a crazy boy.
And love him, though. He's a good dog. Love him.
He's a good boy.
Love him a lot.
Yeah.
I see improvements in him all the time. And he is, too. And I remember taking him to the vet, and there happened to be a Wheaton Terrier who was like 10 years old. laying on his owner's lap, which is so sweet. Mine does that too to me. And he goes, oh, how old's your Wheaton Terrier? I go, oh, he's 2. He goes, oh, I remember those days.
Like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm just, so sorry for you.
Exactly. Just running around. Crazy, crazy.
A little rocking horse.
But he is. But he, you know, he could keep his puppy nature forever, which would be sweet.
Supposedly they do.
Yeah. I just think they're just...
I just wish I had kept my puppy nature forever.
You have.
But I'm just now a cynical bitch.
Join the club. The Cynical Bitch Club.
CB.
CB. CB.com.
I bet it's taken.
I bet. Well, what does CB mean in Checker Talk? Is it...
Some band.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. I have no idea.
CB, you're... Yeah.
If I had
band.
Google plugged into my mind, I could just ask Siri.
Yeah.
But then you said, which is not, Siri is an Apple, no, not a Google.
Siri, but this is, has to do with an animal.
Yes. And here, in the, who
the
we're
animal
talking
is
about,
a?
Giraffe. No.
A what? Parrot.
Oh, go for it. I don't know the story.
Yes, you do.
Okay, should I tell it?
Okay, I told you that. That there was a parrot, and he was hearing his master all the time going, Siri, what's the weather? What's the weather? And so now the parrot says, Siri, what's the weather? And then Siri goes, you know, it's going to be cold and, you know, foggy. Siri, what's the weather? I told you it's going to be cold. And Siri, what's the weather? If you ask me one more time.
Wouldn't it be funny, though, if Siri started getting an attitude? Like, stop asking me.
Yeah. She joined the CB club.
Yeah. Who is asking about the weather? You're not leaving the house anyway. You don't need
You'll
to know the weather.
You'll never get out of that cage.
It is funny that the weather is such a big part of our life. I mean, I don't know what happened, but I don't know why I want to check the weather a lot.
I mean, you're a trucker.
Yes. So at some point in the past when I was needing to look like, oh my gosh, that Indiana-Michigan corridor is going to be so filled with snow, you know, they said last year at this time, like literally last year Friday, Chicago didn't get much snow. Indiana got 16 inches.
Oh my gosh.
And I think to myself, thank you that I wasn't driving in that shit. Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, horrible, horrible.
Well, you did mention April. You mentioned April, who is our giraffe that's on giraffe cam. She's going to give birth at any moment, and she's from
okay,
the New York
I'm a little tired of this any moment thing. We've been watching her
been
for days.
4 days, I know.
I'm just thinking, I think they would...
You're getting tired of checking in with her, aren't you?
Well, I'm not. I like seeing her.
I want to see her.
But I just
baby.
Think that they call it, what do they call it now? Eye bombing you or, you know, click bombing. You know, I think they told us... check in any day now because they want us to go and check out their website or check out and get clicks.
Are you kidding me?
And maybe it's three weeks
away. It's a marketing scam.
I don't know. Everything feels like it to me.
She may not even be pregnant.
No, I believe she's... That would be cruel. Because eventually, 9 months from now, like, what? How long is it taking for this baby to come?
How long does it take for a baby giraffe to come?
I don't know. But they come fully... Well, not fully grown, but pretty darn tall.
Yeah.
6 feet tall he's going to stand.
Is that including the neck?
Yeah, I think that's what
wow.
they mean. I don't think they mean like...
6 feet, and then the neck.
And then the neck.
6 feet tall, and then the neck.
Yeah. That would be ridiculous.
Ooh, that would be a hard birth.
Oh, can I just tell us a quick... So I would suggest Googling or Siri-ing or whatever you have to do, Bing it, go to Giraffe Cam, and look at her, because she's name's April,
yeah,
and she's
name's
cute.
April.
And she looks a little lonely. I think if we
I
just
think she's
all put
lonely.
Out positive... energy.
Send energy. Because I'd like to, I would like to have her have music.
I don't know if there's music. There might be music there.
I would just like her
she
to
have music.
She
might have a TV, but there's another giraffe next to her now in a different thing, in a different
pen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Hanging out with her.
Oh. Do you know if she was artificially inseminated or did she have sex?
I do not know that either.
Okay, just wondering.
Can I just say something really funny? So,
yeah, I will
last night
funny.
I went to my brother's house for a party and it was, had a good time. And Greg and I can be completely goofy sometimes. And
no, really?
Yes. And so I had bought one of the kids Well, what about one of the children who wasn't, it wasn't her birthday, this little coloring book and pencils.
I know, we felt like we had to give her something.
Otherwise she'd be like, no one got me anything. And nobody got me anything. Like, we got you pencils. But a lot of adults just started doodling, you know, and Gregory's a great drawer, and I was learning how to draw this cat. And I did it, and it was like, mine looked like Fu Manchu cat. I mean, literally.
Oh, really?
Fu Manchu had a little bit of a goatee, and I asked this one kid that was there. I said, now, be totally honest, Doug drew a cat, too, from the same directions, and his cat looked different than my cat. I said, what cat do you like, this cat or this cat? She thought about it. She was 7 years old. She thought about it. Well, this cat's fuzzier. I go, oh! And then, which was my cat, I go, but she's not really saying which cat is better. She's just describing. Well, this cat's fuzzier, but they both are equally sucky. So Gregory, in his moment of like, been at the party, had a lot of carbs, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I would have to draw what he drew then, and he goes. But the thing was, he had to start off with a penis.
Oh, so you have to start with the penis,
yes,
and make something from it,
yes. And he started off with that because when you draw the cat, you start off with the chevron symbol.
Okay.
You know, they make you draw the chevron symbol,
okay,
first, and then you go and you draw like, you know, other ears, parts. So Greg's like, well, what if we just start off with
the penis.
the ball and shaft. And then he goes, and I'm like, okay. And I'm looking, and then he drew first was like the head of a cow. And
really?
Like, yeah. And it was like, and then I'm like, oh my gosh. And then I did the same thing. I started with the penis, and I drew a head of, and I'm like, oh my gosh. It's so interesting that once you start, if you start with a common shape that you know of, you can then draw. Add to it and make other things. I'm like,
what else did you make?
Well, then he came up with this one, and he starts with almost like a side profile of the penis.
That's brilliant.
And then he ended up drawing a frog.
Wow.
And then I drew a frog. I'm like, oh my gosh, it looks like a frog. But we were just like almost literally on the floor.
Wouldn't that be funny if everything came from the penis?
Well, I guess.
Everything.
It kind of does. I mean, in some sense, life force comes from the penis. But you also need an egg.
Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
So. You know, you said Fu Manchu. I'm going to say, give me a song with the words Fu Manchu in it. Mm-hmm. Can you do it?
Yeah, I can
in
do
two
it.
2 seconds. 1001.
Yeah, I go. I wrote a bull named Fu Manchu. There you go. You
have it. I went skydiving. Went Rocky Mountain climbing. I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu.
Yes, girlfriend.
I like that song.
I know you do.
And
I know
I
you
loved
do.
Deeper.
And I spoke sweeter. Yep. Gave forgiveness. I denying.
What else is
That's
it?
Hard. No.
Yeah. Who does that?
Yeah.
Really?
Really? I don't believe it. I always give forgiveness.
I am so cynical today.
Yeah, that's okay. You ready for a little pillar talk?
Yes.
Pillow talk. Pillow talk.
Finally, we're here at pillar talk because I want to hear, Julie, about those habits.
Well, it's so funny. I went over to Doug's store last night after on the way home, and I just picked up this magazine, Men's Health, because I like looking at the pictures.
Yes.
It's like when guys look at Maxim.
After drawing penises all night.
Yeah, I gotta take this out on something.
Can I have a men's business, please?
Ooh, men's business, I'll read this. And so it was like, overhaul your habits. Well, it's like, learn it! Exclamation point. Overhaul your habits! Exclamation point. No. Everything's about men's health.
So it's everything is an exclamation point.
Yes. And so, and they start off by saying, last year on his blog, Jay-Z announced that he and Beyonce were going to go a 22-day vegan-only diet. Writing, psychologists have said it takes 21 days to make or break a habit. And on the 21 days, it's yours. It's found. It's yours. And they're like, that's not true.
We always were taught that it's 21
yes.
days.
And they said it came from about this one study that that really didn't have a lot of merit to it. But they've done other studies, and they said they said give yourself 66 days at least to form a habit.
Okay.
And what they mean by give yourself 66 days mean really be effing diligent about it for 66 days.
Wow, that's different than 21.
Yeah, and they said they've done studies, and it could take as little as 18 days and as much as like 256 days.
Wow.
And so you go, okay, 66 days to make a habit stick. And I'm thinking to myself, oh my gosh, this is not 66, but it's close. Lent's coming up. And what do you want to give up, or what good habit do you want to gain during this time so that you create a lasting habit? Right. A lasting habit.
How long is Lent? 40?
It's only 40. So then you got to add, 26 more days.
It's right in the middle.
Right in the middle there. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And so they talk about the 7 steps to creating lasting change, because that's the one thing. And we talk about creating habits all the time and starting with a SMART goal, and also being kind to yourself and not, but one thing they talk about too is that. Give yourself 6 days, but on step 4 is, if you miss a day, it doesn't matter. Missing one day does not mean that you have not created a habit.
Right, so don't go blow it.
Oh, I missed a day. I'm done with.
Because that's what people do on diets.
All the time.
They have a bad day, and they go, oh, well, I'll do it. I'll start over 4 days from now.
Yeah,
5 days from
now. And they're suggesting that actually 3 days in a row and off one day is okay.
Yeah, interesting.
It keeps you going. It's like, or it doesn't stop the habit producing, because what you want it to be is a habit, which means you're not even thinking about it. You don't think about a lot of stuff you do. You just do it.
Like brushing your teeth is totally a habit.
Exactly, exactly. And they talk about this step of, like the first step for creating a lasting habit. And he said in this book, The Power of Habit, which I have, and I don't know why I had a hard time getting through this book.
You have? But who wrote it?
The Pulitzer Prize winner, journalist Charles Duhigg.
Oh, Charlie.
Charlie. Yeah, Charlie there. And it's about... it's a 3-step process. It's a cue, which is a trigger that reminds you to perform a habit, the routine, the action you do automatically, and a reward, the payoff you feel after you get it. And so the cue might be, if you're wanting to work out, make sure that you have your clothes next to you. Or when you wake up in the morning, oh, there's my clothes, got to work out.
I've seen that before. Like, they'll say, like, as soon as you get up, like, the way you sleep, you first open your eyes, you see your tennis shoes.
Yes. Yes. I remember Jack Canfield, he said that he had his first $100,000 check that he wanted to cash in a year, like right above his bed, because he wanted it. First thing he woke up when he saw it, it's like
$100,000.
Like, I'm going to make it this year.
Yes.
And it's all about auto-suggestion in some sense.
Yes,
we know
of course.
That works.
Yes.
In Think and Grow Rich, they talk about, you have your goal in front of you. And first thing when you wake up, you read that goal. You fantasize about that goal. And it talks about here about fantasizing about something as well. About something, yes. Not saying what. But so you have your cue. And I'm thinking about, like, what other cues could you have? You could set your phone to give you an alarm. Like, oh, yeah, this is the time I do this every day. Oh, there's my cue. Go do it. That's
well,
the action.
Well, I think that the
feel
Fitbit
good about it
is based on something like
yes,
that.
Yes, for sure. So it's a cue, the action, and then feeling good or the reward after.
Well, I can remember when we were putting one module together that we were teaching, and you did this picture, and you said most people, the reason they don't get to that third step is because they focus on what they're missing rather than what they're gaining.
Right.
Because it's really difficult to see a lot of times, well, what's the reward of this right now?
Well, and they want you to do the reward because they want you to rewire your brain to, like, this behavior
is
something
good. Yeah.
And I remember reading one time or hearing on NPR that people would work out more if they would only listen to a book on tape that they loved only when they worked out, and they couldn't hear anyplace else. So, like, well, I
like
want to hear what they're going to... I want to know what they're going to say next.
Right.
I got to go work out and hear it. And it was that kind of built-up satisfaction in it all. And so... Well,
that makes a lot of sense.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
And here's the thing. We know these things. It's okay to build this stuff into your life. It may feel artificial at first.
Right.
Like, well, I should be able to change my behaviors automatically. Well, No. I mean, we've got programming to work with.
Right.
We don't ask a computer to change on its own without being rewired or reprogrammed. We're working with the programs that we have. Mm-hmm. We're trying to reprogram them and get the bugs out sometimes,
that's
you
right.
know?
Right.
And so, you know, whatever your habit is, how do you then plug in a reward system that you can feel good right away? Mm-hmm. And it might be at the end of every night, did I do this goal? Yes. What can I give myself today?
You can celebrate yourself.
You can celebrate, which we know what that means. You know, come on. So, okay, we know what that. Now, three is consider variety your enemy, which I think was very interesting.
And we kind of know this, too.
Yeah.
We know that people who do, like even like on diets, people who eat the same thing in general most of the time do better. Is that what you're kind of saying, right?
100%.
Yeah, consistency.
Because when it comes to new behavior, doing the exact same thing increases your odds for success. And that's the key. When we talk about variety as a spice of life, not when it comes, like if you're working on your like diet or whatever, they say consistency is the best thing. Mm-hmm. You know what you're going to eat day in, day out. Then your brain doesn't play with you and say, hey, what's today like?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, because we live in
today's a donut day.
Yes, we live in an abundance of food world. We really do.
It's terrible because our Walmart has big, big donuts.
Yes.
Big ones. And they sell them for 12, a dozen for $4.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Crazy talk.
That's crazy
talk. And if you allow those thoughts to come in, like, well, I could have like a donut.
I just got myself a free McDonald's coffee.
Yeah. I'm going to have a donut.
And so, really, one donut's like 50 cents, but 12's only $4.
But I do like this line here. He says, aiming for variety takes extra effort and motivation, which makes creating automatic habits even harder. Pick one cue, one behavior, and one reward, and stick with them until the habit is ironclad.
Okay.
I like that.
So, Julie, tell me something that you would like to do for 40 days during Lent.
Can I tell you next week?
Yeah, think about it.
Because I'll do it then.
All right.
I'll do it. I might come up with two. Would that be okay, or is that too much?
Yeah.
Okay. The next one is, don't quit. If you don't quit after you missed a day, we talked about that one already.
Right.
Number five is use mental rehearsals to build your habit. Now, we've talked about that all the time. Visualization is a key to success.
Yes.
What they've noticed is that they get non-practicing or non-playing pianoists. People who didn't know how to play piano, they did a study with them.
Non-practicing?
Like non-playing. They never played piano before in their life.
Oh, okay.
And they taught them a very simple practice. And what they did like 10 times in a row, and they learned it, and they divided people in groups. One group continued to practice. One group did nothing more. And the other group just visualized practicing.
Oh, lovely.
And the group that visualized practicing...
Right.
Was just as good as a group that did practice.
I love that. Honestly, I've heard about this before. I love
They've done studies with exercising that if you visualize yourself running, that you can get the effects of running as well.
Man.
Yes. And that goes the other direction as well. That's what we talk about, really capturing your thoughts and not letting them get out of control so that you're not visualizing yourself getting weaker.
Right.
And getting weaker because your brain is powerful.
Your brain. You know, it's so funny because I remember this was years and years ago. We used to have to drive into the city, like into Chicago, to get Norm's paycheck,
right,
for this one place that he worked for.
Yeah,
and I don't know how many times we did it until we said, "Hey, you can just mail it to us."
Well, there were big paychecks,
thousands
and thousands of dollars. Yeah. We're like, we shouldn't let that go through the mail.
Well, not only that, but it was a new place, and so we needed the fuel money and things like that. But where we picked it up, that there was this White Castle.
Yes.
And we started to just go to White Castle every time. And I started to really like it.
Like the trip. Like be okay with the trip.
Oh, yeah, I can go there because it's an hour and a half there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
it was a haul. Yeah, it was an all-day event.
It gave me something. And what I remember so fondly, and every time I pass at White Castle, I see this because we would get like a dozen. And I would take it in all these little boxes. And I would just throw, I would like have my little White Castle and I'd throw the carton.
In the back. Yeah.
And like, there was something pleasurable about
doing
taking the burger out and then just pitching it. And then looking back, and there'd be this huge huge pile.
But, you know, the
but every time I see a White Castle now, that's my memory that
Well, because you figure if we did it probably for 30 weeks, maybe longer.
Yeah.
But what was the queue? Well, we knew it was a Friday.
Yeah.
Had to go get the paycheck, which was which was not great, but we did it anyway.
Right, because
and
Friday
the reward was White Castle. Awesome. Awesome. You know, they
and the reward was throwing
the thing out.
That was
the reward.
Because that was the thing for me.
We could have just bought empty boxes.
I should have just gotten the boxes. Yeah, and thrown the boxes.
So the next step would be don't underestimate the undertow that can bring you down. We don't call it undertow. We call it the saboteur.
Yeah.
You know, but I like that. He said the undertow or the seemingly mysterious power that seems to wreck our attempts to escape self-destructive behavior just when we start to feel safe. Mm-hmm. You know, this is by O'Connor in Rewire. It's a natural part of building better habits. Okay, here he goes. Admitting that we're powerless over self-destructive behavior and that the undertow is a natural part of building better habits are key. Except that you have to make big changes in how your mind works in order to stop your self-destructive behavior. So here's one big help. Obviously, mindfulness. Being in the present moment. And we talk about that. We know that when you add hypnosis, visualizations, meditation to anything, you have a better chance of succeeding.
Yes.
Better chance right off the bat. Because your saboteur is so powerful.
Yes.
And you're like, why are you saying your saboteur is so powerful? We don't, you know, it just is.
We don't know why.
We don't know why. It doesn't like change.
That's why it's called the saboteur.
Exactly. It's resistance. Hello. It's resistance. And we all deal with it. We all deal with it. The last one is...
Yeah, when you finish with that, remind me to tell you a quick story about Normano.
Yeah, because we're almost over. So
really? Okay.
But the last one is to find... To help have technology help you with your process. And this week, we're going to download an app, and I'm going to review the app that will help us
Yay.
With the habits.
Really?
So, yes, that's what I will promise to
do
with everybody.
So that'll be our next week's segment. I got one, too. I got another app.
What?
That I'm not going to say.
Okay, cool. So did you want to quickly tell the Norm story?
Well,
do you
maybe I'll just save it.
Okay, well.
But because you said saboteur, it made me think about, you've been telling Norm that he should get a computer job, which is hysterical.
Right, I know.
He should stop being a truck driver and become a computer. Because really, Norm can't even really turn a computer on. But you've got this certificate, and you want him to be an SEO.
Yes.
And and he can't even remember that. He calls it SOB.
Right.
He goes, I'm going to be an SOB. You go, no.
You are already an SOB.
you got that one down. Yeah. You're going to be an SEO. Now, Norm, you said, Normano, tell me, remember, what does this stand for? Uh-huh. And he said, search engine. So he's got the S, he's got the E, and I was looking for the O. He goes, search engine operative. I thought it was like, yeah, you're going to be a spy.
You're going to be a search engine spy.
Woo-hoo. I thought that was hysterical.
It is hysterical. It makes me laugh.
So that wasn't too long of a story.
No. Well, I want to say thank you, everyone, for hanging out with Life with the Girlfriends tonight, or any time that you're listening to this on your headset as you're walking or whatever. You can come and look at us at consciouscommunity.com, get our challenges, which should be up like Wednesday. Again, we've been working on them. And go to ChristineMarieAngeli.com for our blog. And girlfriend, what do you think about the show?
I thought it was great.
It was great. It was great. It was great. It was great. It was great.